Blog Talk Radio.
Career-ending insurance, and then we protect them off the field in regards to
you know, God forbid you have a sudden death or accident, and, you know, who's watching out for their family and, you know, their future earnings. And then later on down the road, you know, you've got a plan every year. That's why we always say, I stress this and I get laughed at by people, we are more important than the agent and the financial advisor, because here's how it works. If you don't have a contract and you're not playing sports, why do you need an agent? If you don't have any money, because most of these guys lose all their money due to bad financial advice, then what do you need a financial guy? But if you have us there, we're going to protect your assets. We're going to protect you on and off the field. And we're going to work with you until either I die or I quit the business, which I'm not doing either one right now. And, you know, that's the importance of having the right person at the right time and right place to make sure that going forward, or if you've already bought insurance, which is another thing that we deal with, we have clients that come to us that were sold the wrong product, and they, you know, they were really taken advantage of, and the only person that gained anything was the person that sold them their insurance. So we educate clients, and we also invite ex-athletes to come join us, because those are the guys that have gotten burned. And when we show them the correct way of doing things, they're like, wow, nobody showed me that. And that's right. The reason they didn't show you that is because they didn't benefit, they didn't make money, or they didn't know how to. So that's the difference between Coastal Advisors LLC and everyone else that's out there. And I'm not saying, you know, we're the – you know what? Let me take that back. I do believe we're the best in this business because of my background, and the client list speaks for itself.
You know what? And I couldn't kind of agree with you more. You know, I'm sitting here on the CoastalAdvisorsLLC.com webpage, and anyone out there listening, if you go to the page, you're going to see a list of photos kind of just crossing the screen on the banner there, and it's Richard with – you know what? It's funny is as the pictures keep crossing there, it's you holding the Stanley Cup. It's you on the college game day set. It's you with, you know, Reggie Bush, Jeremy Shockey. The list goes on. And you just get around. And like you said, I think the key is you do travel. You kind of are hands-on. It's not like you're just sitting in your office in New York and you're just kind of collecting money. You're out there. You're going and getting it. You're hungry. You're chasing it. And I've seen you in action. I've seen you, you know, at the Combine. I've seen you down in Mobile. I've seen you at the Super Bowl. You're always working. You're always stressing the importance of this. And, again, it's an awesome thing you do. And I think the clientele, like you said, speaks for itself. The list is just really impressive. You know, with so much going on, you know, with, you know, the CBAs and all that stuff, you know, and NFL, NBA, does that affect anything you do, kind of, you know, because these guys might, you know, might have been laid off? Did you have to take any precautions with some of your clients, you know, prior to those,
well,
you know,
clients? Well, yeah, actually we did. But, you know, since guys always stress about money not coming, you know, they stress out because money's not coming in, you know, we sit down, you know, with every individual, you know, whether we do it in person or over the phone, we go over the things that, you know, we have already set in place. And knock on wood, pretty much all of our guys, you know, are financially stable. And, you know, there was no missing of premiums and there was nothing going on. But on the flip side, we had some guys that we did not work with that were unfortunately taking out loans that we had to insure. And what I mean by that is that the clients were borrowing money, and the only way the lender would be able to protect themselves from not getting their money, God forbid the player died or got into an accident that didn't allow him to play his profession going forward, that's how the lender got compensated. But that was none. We had none of our clients involved in any of that. And, you know, I say thank God that the NBA was able to fix their problem with the lockout, because there, that would have been a much bigger transaction going on, because lenders would lend anything because they know these players have guaranteed contracts, where the NFL was a roll of the dice.
Huh. And what are your thoughts on, you know, it's kind of the big news, the NBA, David Stern kind of revoking the trade that was kind of in place. What are your thoughts on that with Chris Paul not going to L.A. now?
Well, you know what? I I guess this guy, you know, Mr. Stern, I don't know him, but, you know, he's God Almighty over there, and I'm sure there's a lot of unhappy parties right now, and I believe someone is petitioning the NBA to block Mr. Stern's decision. So that should get pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like the wheels are kind of rolling where these guys are going to appeal, and they might even revoke it back again to approve the deal. Once again, Coastal Advisors, LLC, Richard Big Daddy Salgado is joining us here on College to Pro, the exclusive. And Richard, if you haven't heard, if you caught this show late, he deals in life and disability insurance for athletes and non-athletes, but his clientele of the big people in professional sports is just mind-boggling, and it's just a testament to the hard work that him and his staff do in getting these guys safe and sound and financially fit for what needs to be coming down the road, God forbid, if it's anything bad. And talk a little bit about the folks. I know you do Fox and Friends, and I'm sure you probably do a thousand other things that I don't know about, but tell the folks how they can find you on Fox and Friends.
Well, what happens is I've been fortunate enough to I never have a scheduled segment, and that may change, but that's down the road. But I'm usually a guest that gets brought on to, you know, I was fortunate enough last year to be a part of Fox and Friends from the Super Bowl. And, you know, when you think about it, how many people in my profession get to do that? And it's hilarious. And if you would have asked me 5 years ago, would I have been on TV, would I be doing all this media stuff, I would have said, hey, it's crazy. But I have a guy that I work with. His name is Bob Broderick. And, you know, he is so tied in, and he works with some of the biggest people in sports to begin with. And, you know, we formed an alliance, and he's been great. And, you know, I've been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Business Journal, among some other media outlets. And, you know, I will be on Fox and Friends, I guess, real soon to discuss some things that are coming up here shortly. I just don't know the time or date, but I have a great relationship there, and obviously everyone knows that I've got some big clients that do work at Fox Sports, meaning Michael Strahan and Jay Glazer. And so, you know, the wheels are always moving, and I'm always in the mix, as you say. But I'm going to say to everyone who's listening, you're a hardworking man, too, so don't sell yourself short. You're right where I'm at, so that's how you know where I'm at.
Yeah, but you know what, I'm curious to ask, though. You know, I'm looking at that banner, and I'm so impressed by it. I'm curious, how long is it going to take before we see you sitting in President Obama's Oval Office, kind of, you know, sitting in there having a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got that yet, but I do have some political ties now, so it's kind of funny how, you know, everybody wants the successful CEO or politician wants to be the athlete, and the athlete wants to be the successful CEO, musician, or politician, whatever. But, you know, they both go hand in hand, and, you know, that's why I'm making an announcement soon that I am having a celebrity golf tournament in June. And I'm going to raise money to build a children's aneurysm center in Long Island, New York, the same place that actually operated on mine. So
oh, wow.
I've been fortunate enough. I'm alive and healthy, and you know, I'm going to involve the media. I'm going to involve you. I'm going to involve everybody that I know and deal with. Will come upon Long Island that weekend that we're working on a date. And we're going to raise money for these kids because I got to see kids that are 8, 12, 15 with the same amount of stitches in their head like I had, you know. And it's just they should have their own thing, and they should have entertainment and you know, toys to play with and all those things. And that's going to be my main focus, you know, after the Super Bowl, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting.
Excellent. No, that's awesome stuff. Richard Big Daddy Salgado, the big heart, big business, all about the people first. Richard, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us on the show. Have a Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we look forward to touching base. I'm sure I'll see you either at the Super Bowl, Combine, one of those places as you kind of do your rounds, as well as I do. But, again, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the show.
Well, I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you and your family as well. And stay in touch, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you shortly. I just booked all those flights, actually, this morning, so I know I'll be there.
Yeah, I think it takes you probably one day to get about 100,000 air miles the way you travel around, so it's excellent. So.
Yeah, they add up. They add up, and I'm up there already. So, you know, it's just a work in progress and just like getting out of bed every morning.
Excellent. Once again, we appreciate you taking some time.
Great. Thank you again. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Once again, that was bye-bye. Richard Big Daddy Salgado of Coastal Advisors, LLC. And like I said, if you play a professional sport, this is definitely one gentleman you want to get NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL. No matter how you spell it, it's going to be a guy that you want to get in touch with. And we want to give one more shout-out. Coastal Advisors, LLC, Richard Big Daddy Salgado joining us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. Anyone listen, if you caught it late, you simply go to Blog Talk Radio and you can listen to this, iTunes it, podcast it however you wish, download it, tell your friends.